It's Daily Scramble Live with Tyler Russell and Jason Fenney. Ladies and gentlemen, Tyler Russell and Jason Fenney.
I actually played the wrong one because we do have a guest today.
Yeah, I was wondering about that.
It's the band Hoonch.
Yeah.
Hoonch is going to be in here.
Hoonch.
Right after Full Album Fridays, which today features the new record from Givers. So it is still exciting.
Where are Hoonch from? Are they from Hoonchen? Are they from Munchen?
They're from Hoonchenland.
Munchen?
Hoonch. They're from Hoonch.
Great. I'm delighted. I'm going to sing a police blotter.
Are you?
Yeah, why not?
Oh, that delights me.
See?
Yeah?
Yeah, why not?
Well, everyone's good then.
Great.
It's all's Daily Scramble Live.
Well, though.
No, well, okay. Is it though? You go ahead. You.
I was going to say all's well with the world.
Good. That would have been a good thing to say.
On KX93.5, your Daily Scramble News now.
Yay, news. First up in local news, courtesy of the Laguna Beach Independent Newsroom, there's a Christmas stocking full of special holiday activities on this weekend's calendar. Surely even the grouchiest humbug will find some good cheer. Here's how. Expect to hear Laguna Beach Girl Scouts caroling today from 4 to 9 around downtown while aboard a trolley driven by Santa. That's like Christmas on crack, Christmas to the max. I love it. On Saturday at 2, the South Laguna Community Garden Park hosts a sing-along. And if you're in the mood for more caroling, join a Christmas carol sing-along and potluck supper at St. Mary's Episcopal Church that begins Sunday at 5 p.m. Or stop by Laguna Presbyterian and sit on a Christmas story in a song and traditional carols presented by the Presbyterian Chorus and handbell choirs also at 5 o'clock. Finally, on Monday, you can bring an unwrapped toy to the saloon opposite Hotel Laguna and gain entry to its annual Christmas party benefiting the U.S. Marine Corps' Toys for Tots drive. It starts at happy hour. Now, I believe we left out one event in this roundup.
Okay. Yeah, there is one event. Yeah,
I can't quite remember. I think
something's going on. It's either Saturday or Saturday. Or Sunday.
Yeah.
Or one of those.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it's the Winter Concert Classic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Kenny Loggins. What's his name?
That's his name.
Danny Loggins. I've forgotten his name now. Anyway, some guy's coming to town.
Sunday night. You should probably get tickets.
Danny's song. That's a song by him. People say I'm a dun-dun with a ba-ba-ba. Right? Even though we ain't got money. I'm so in love with you, honey. Can't wait. Very excited. It's Christmassy. It's family-oriented. It's very nice and magical. And it's this Sunday at the Pageant of the Masters at the Irvine Bowl. Tickets are still available to that. You're a fool if you don't go.
Let's look at some national news now. This one interested me as a millennial. In the wake of the Paris attacks, a majority of young Americans support sending U.S. ground troops to fight ISIS, according to a wide-ranging new poll. But the Institute asked millennials about the idea of American boots on the ground at three different times each year, and each time the survey results have fluctuated, but there seems to be a hardening of support. 60% of the 18 to 29-year-olds say they support committing U.S. combat troops to fight ISIS, but almost an equal number, 62%, said that they wouldn't personally want to join the fight, even if the U.S. needed additional troops. The disconnect in joining the fight comes down to how millennials feel about the government at large, according to the poll.
Okay.
It's just like, I understand that I want a firefighter to fight a fire, but I don't want to be a firefighter. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But the laziness of millennials is so ringing true in this quite biased story, but it's like, yeah, we want stuff, but you guys can do it.
Right. they'll be paying Mexicans to play video games for them next.
You're not far off. Honestly, that's just how it is. It's how my generation is.
It's so weird.
We want it now, but yeah. Why don't you do it?
Yeah.
I don't disagree with that.
I know. It's time to wake up and smell the bacon or the roses or the chopped liver or whatever it is you've got going on there in your kitchen.
It's chopped liver.
Come on.
Amazon customers living in Manhattan can now have beer, wine, and spirits delivered to them in just 1 hour through the Prime Now mobile app. This is the world we live
That's not quick enough. when I was drinking, it's not quick enough, man. I need to get off and go.
Amazon is looking to be able to deliver adult beverages to more of about 20 locations covered by the Prime Now service. However, it is taking some time as the company has been careful in making sure they would comply with local regulations. Prime Now, which is available here in Laguna Beach, is available to Amazon Prime subscribers and charges $7.99 for a 1 hour delivery of anything such as alcohol.
Wow.
Yeah. It's cool.
When I was back in the day, you know, when I was like in my early 20s and I was drinking a lot and smoking weed, I used to get a cab. This is my version of Amazon. When I get the munchies and desperately need chocolate, I'd call a cab and get the cab to go to the 24-hour gas station and pick up the, I'd give him a list of chocolate.
That's the same thing.
Right, when he got to the house, I'd pay the cab fare. The chocolate would have a ride in a cab.
Did you give him a tip for his extra efforts?
Yeah, and everything. Yeah, it costs a fortune. A couple of Snickers bars, ridiculous.
We bought a giant TV for our fundraiser last spring at Costco.
Yes.
And my plan was to bring it to the house that we were doing it and then return it afterward, which is the cheapest thing in the world, but we needed a giant TV.
Right. I'm sure a lot of people do that.
And I got there with my car, with your car, actually.
Right.
Took your car, simply did not fit. Mm. So I told the Costco guys, you know, I'm going to call an Uber SUV and have them just drive it for me. And they were like, no, man, don't do that. I was like, no one's ever done that before? He goes, I don't think so. I wouldn't do that if I were you. But I did it.
You're spending what? You know, nearly $2,000 on a TV?
Yeah, it was like $13 for the Uber driver to take it to the place. Yeah. And what's he going to do? Drive off with a TV? I've got his name right there.
That thing of returning things is one of the great things about America.
Yeah, that's
it's not
one
so
thing.
Easy in other countries, but you can do it. I once bought a suitcase for Ava, just a suitcase, one of those hard shell suitcases.
Yeah, yeah.
That's what she wanted. She wanted new luggage. She'd never had it.
Okay.
See? Isn't that nice? So easy to please some people because they've never had things. So that's my advice, boys. Is, you know, marry a girl who's poor. And then you just buy her an apple and she's delighted. So I bought her this suitcase, put it in the middle of the living room, and I put bows on it. And she came home and she's like, oh, new luggage. And it was great. And she used the luggage. And when we came back, there was something wrong with one of the handles. So I took it back to Costco, and the lady said, okay, yeah, you can tell about, or you can get a store credit thing. So I really wanted a Keurig coffee machine. So I went and got the Keurig coffee machine with the money that I'd spent on the cases. And Ava said, well, what about the cases? I said, no. Next time we go abroad on vacation, we're going to bring the Keurig back. I'm sure a lot of people think of this. Bring the Keurig back.
But when it finally occurs to you that you can do it, it took me years and years and years because I've been shopping normally for a long time.
Right.
And when it occurs
like
to you
a gentleman.
That you can exploit the system in this way, it really does open your eyes.
It does. It really does. Because you really feel, even though it's not true, you feel like this is a sumptuary problem. Like there's no victim. It's a victimless crime.
Yeah, whatever. The store still has their merchandise. You got to wear a tuxedo for one night at a party.
Right.
Take it back.
Yeah.
All right, finally in music news today. When Tom DeLonge unceremoniously split with his longtime band Blink-182 last year, the future of pop punk became unclear. But Alkaline Trio frontman Matt Skiba filled in for DeLonge on Blink's remaining 2015 tour dates. Beyond that, the band admitted to having no plans. However, Travis Barker yesterday confirmed on Instagram that Blink-182 plans to release a new album next year.
Really?
That's
new
huge
singer.
News. No, Matt Skiba is going to do all of DeLonge's stuff. Crazy, right?
Yeah, I like Matt Skiba, and it's easier to say than DeLonge.
DeLonge
right to
is a little
DeLonge.
Hard.
Yeah.
But I mean, there's some hardcore. Even Blink-182 plays about 20 songs with the same four chords.
Yep.
They are one of the most influential pop punk bands in the world, probably the most. And new music next year. Pretty cool.
Great.
That's your news today. Great.
Yeah. Okay, I have a story here. We can do it a bit later.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
No, that's all right.
Not including it.
Okay.
Coming up, it is indeed everybody's favorite thing. Jason Fetty's going to sing the Police Blotter on a Friday morning.
Excited.
For that, I am excited as well. is today's song kind of...
I can't remember. I have no idea. I need
polka.
To look at it. I don't know.
You don't know.
I can't remember. It was very late. It was middle of the night when I did it. I slept on the couch.
Could be anything.
Terrible.
Really?
Yeah. I didn't want to wake the wife up. I had to shut the office door and stuff. And then when I came out, I was like, oh, no, if I go in there now, I'm going to wake her up.
You know, some people don't have a couch or a wife.
Here's the sorbet of the day.
I was going to say something really rude then, and I'm glad I did. To heck with them. The poor? What are the poor doing today? Let them eat couches.
What?
I don't know. Sorbet of the day. If you, like me, wake up flustered, obsessing, and completely confused, here's a quick cerebral sorbet. It's a cleanser for your mental palate. It's mental floss. It's a neurological vacuum cleaner. It's a sponge for your splenium. Today's sorbet comes in four parts. These are four questions I've been asking myself over the last few days.
A four-part sorbet of the day?
Yeah, there are four questions.
Okay.
It's a bit like Passover, really, where there are four questions. Why is this night, etc. So, we're doing Passover at Hanukkah. It's cool. It's America. You can do anything you want. Okay, so there are four questions. First of all, what is the difference, American people, between normal ketchup and fancy ketchup? I don't get it. When does it stop being partly cloudy and start being partly sunny? James Pribram could answer that question, couldn't he? Are eyebrows, Tyler, considered facial hair? And if milk goes bad when you don't put it in the refrigerator, does it go bad if the cow isn't refrigerated? And if not, why not? And that's
That was the sorbet of the day.
Provoking. My mind is jogged. Here's music from Waves, generational alt rock on KX93.5.
Sorry if I woke you up.
Got the blues? Croon the news. Jason sings the Police Blotter now.
Yes, Jason sings the Police Blotter now. Right now. And here's the thing about this week's Police Blotter. There's a number of stories in the news about people having their credit cards stolen. It's not a nice thing to happen to you, is it?
Fraud.
Yeah, fraud it is. But is it larceny? I hope it is, because I've described it as that in my song.
In your song.
Now that I'm awake, like I wrote the song at like 1 o'clock this morning. And I realise it may not be. It probably is. Larceny is theft of property, so I'm guessing it's probably right.
So what's the story?
Well, the story is that there are at least three credit cards stolen. Someone used a reporting part of his personal info to open a credit card account, which is normal. Wallet was taken. Somebody made charges totaling $3,000. I've dropped my pick on the floor. There's another one. Thank you, Tyler. Wallet was taken out of an unlocked vehicle overnight. A guy fell asleep on a park bench in the bus station in Laguna and had his wallet stolen.
So it's just a bunch of credit card stolen stories.
Yeah, a lot of those stories. So I thought, well, that's something I can write about. So I did. Somebody went, took your ID, gone and stole your identity. Got a credit card, went on a spree, and cleaned you out of your money. Such a shame, they know your name, larceny. Now they got your life in their hands. Went out and spent a couple of grand. Squeezed you like a sebaceous gland. Now living large on contraband. You turned away and it was gone. Larceny. Now this could never happen to me. Nobody wants my identity. Not no one, not even me. I ain't got nothing, so luckily I will remain here happy and free from larceny. So if you copied my ID, oh, the joke on you would be I am a loser and a creep, and I have got immunity from larceny. Larceny. Larceny.
Jason Fetty sings the police blotter, everybody.
It occurs to me, you know, it's a good joke, isn't it? Somebody stole my wallet,
but
the joke's on them because I'm an a-hole.
I don't have any money, and I'm an ass.
No, somebody stole my identity. That would be it. Somebody stole my identity, but the joke's on them.
So larceny, to set the record straight, really is just theft of personal property, pilfering, thieving, theft, that sort of thing. You really should rename the chorus to fraudulize.
I don't know, but property, that's another good rhyme. Property.
I liked a sebaceous gland in contraband. That was my personal favorite of today's song.
Thank God for a rhyming dictionary.
Jason Fetty stays up late writing a song about our local police blotter twice a week, Tuesdays and Fridays. And very soon there will be a CD of these songs that you can purchase or have as a membership benefit in joining our station. Very excited for that. We'll talk more about it during next week's KX Takeover on Tuesday and Wednesday, where members of the community come on and have you donate to get some swag. So, Jason Fetty, well done. Thank you, sir.
Pleasure.
Got the blues? Croon the news. Jason sings the police blotter now.
Yes, Jason sings the police blotter now. Right now. And here's the thing about this week's police blotter. There's a number of stories in the news about people having their credit cards stolen. It's not a nice thing to happen to you, is it?
Fraud.
Yeah, fraud it is. But is it larceny? I hope it is, because I've described it as that in my song.
In your song.
Now that I'm awake, like I wrote the song at like 1 o'clock this morning, and I realise it may not be. It probably is. Larceny is theft of property, so I'm guessing it's probably right.
So what's the story?
Well, the story is that there are at least three credit cards stolen. Someone used a reporting party's personal info to open a credit card account, which is normal. Wallet was taken. Somebody made charges totaling $3,000. I've dropped my pick on the floor. There's another one. Thank you, Tyler. Wallet was taken out of an unlocked vehicle overnight. A guy fell asleep on a park bench in the bus station in Laguna and had his wallet stolen.
So it's just a bunch of credit card stolen stories.
Yeah, a lot of those stories. So I thought, well, that's something I can write about. So I did. Somebody went, took your ID, gone and stole your identity. Got a credit card, went on a spree, and cleaned you out of your money. Such a shame, they know your name, larceny. Now they got your life in their hands, went out and spent a couple of grand, squeezed you like a sebaceous gland. Now they're living large on contraband. You turned away and it was gone. Larceny. Now this could never happen to me. Nobody wants my identity. Not no one, not even me. I ain't got nothing, so luckily I will remain here happy and free from larceny. So if you copied my ID, oh, the joke on you would be I am a loser and a creep, and I have got immunity from larceny. Larceny. Larceny.
Jason Fetty sings the police blotter, everybody.
It occurred to me, you know, it's a good joke, isn't it? Somebody stole my wallet,
but
the joke's on them because I'm an a-hole.
I don't have any money, and I'm an ass.
No, somebody stole my identity. That would be it. Somebody stole my identity, but the joke's on them.
So larceny, to set the record straight, really is just theft of personal property, pilfering, thieving, theft, that sort of thing. You really should rename the chorus to fraudulize.
I don't know, but property, that's another good rhyme. Property.
I liked a sebaceous gland in contraband. That was my personal favorite of today's song.
Thank God for a rhyming dictionary.
Jason Fetty stays up late writing a song about our local police blotter twice a week, Tuesdays and Fridays. And very soon there will be a CD of these songs that you can purchase or have as a membership benefit in joining our station. Very excited for that. We'll talk more about it during next week's KX Takeover on Tuesday and Wednesday, where members of the community come on and have you donate to get some swag. So, Jason Fetty, well done. Thank you, sir.
Pleasure.